Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes.
I like Brookhaven Hospital in Silent Hill 3 more than it in Silent Hill 2, because they did so many creative things with a level that already existed. And I'm almost certain I remember seeing like a couple of complaints about, like, you know, why don't people like Silent Hill 3? And one of them was like, reused assets. They reused this whole level, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, if you play it, it's like, yes, the assets, the layout is the same, but the assets are different, the puzzles are completely different, the order of where you go and what rooms you go into, all that stuff is different. And I really admire how they they were working with what they had. Mm-hmm. And they made something really, really good out of it. Like, it's so memorable, the stuff that goes on in that hospital. The stalker plot is genuinely fucking scary. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm obsessed with the stuff they did with Stanley Coleman leaving these little creepy diaries around, and like feeling like you just barely missed him placing it somewhere, and he's writing these things live and he knows your name, and it's like, oh god, like, that's some incredible shit they did there.
Mm-hmm. And the mirror room, like,
oh god, yeah.
Probably one of the most like staying things of the Silent Hill series is that mirror room. It's something that's totally optional. You could totally miss that.
Yeah. Iconic. So cool.
Yeah, and that was a technical showcase for the game, because, you know, these games are effective in terms of just how spooky they are, but at the time, and they're only starting to look their age now, they were very effective graphical showcases for the PlayStation 2, especially this game, where if you look at the character designs, the faces are more realistic in terms of just, you know, the people's, how your faces aren't just pure, like, Toy Story characters, CGI designs. There's, like, pores, yeah, and wrinkles and blemishes, freckles. Yeah. And they came up with this technology in this game in which they can play a lot more with textures, and many rooms are designed around this, and many levels have this effect where textures are warping, they're like undulating, things are growing from the textures, and it's something I had not seen in any game before this. They really found this new technology and built a lot of these dungeon areas around it, how it can effectively hide things, it can effectively scare you. The mirror room we mentioned is all based on that weird texture technology they were using for this game.
I'm like, I'm still obsessed with like the stuff they pulled off with the textures in this game, and I think it aged remarkably well. Even if you compare it to the later game of Silent Hill 4, like, Silent Hill 4 looks worse than Silent Hill 3, and it's because the art direction and the care put into the textures and the animation of those textures was just so revolutionary. It was so incredible to see happening live in front of you on your PlayStation 2. Like, this thing is capable of doing this crazy crap. That's astounding. There's like there's like a heat effect that you see very mm-hmm. often. This like wibbly wobbly, mm-hmm. the air is hot effect that is used like not super duper often. And it's used in a lot of really weird, subtle places that just make the whole environment so much more mysterious, the way that they use it. So in these certain little specific places, like, oh my God, it's not just the technological capability, but the artistic capability of knowing when to use these kinds of tricks. Like, fucking cool.
It's really fascinating because you can look at, like, you know, as VB said, like, the game's aged really well. Silent Hill 2 and Silent Hill 3, like, if you haven't, like, check them out, and not only just check out how they look at 1080p or like their original, I think it was 480p mm-hmm. or somewhere around there, they scale really well. Like, 4K mm-hmm. versions of Silent Hill 3 are phenomenal. And I actually was able to put a screen spaced ray traced ambient or a global illumination shader on Silent Hill 3. It is phenomenal. It is so good looking. And yeah, you can do that with the PC mods now, and it's wonderful. Like the modding community has really made these games like shine in a way that not many games do. Like, yeah, it's fantastic.
If that looks half as fancy as it sounds, it sounds great.
Just imagine Silent Hill with real ray traced shadows. Ooh. And illumination.
It's, oh, baby.
I've been messing around with it a lot. It's ooh, good.
It does upscale very well, and I liked watching the Let's Play video that both of you did, in that you're zooming in on a lot of textures that weren't meant to be seen up close, and you can see like, oh, so much work went into this, and I'm sure it looks better with the CRT making everything a bit fuzzier, but it's interesting to see like where they started from.
Yeah. Definitely. Like I'm so into like behind the scenes stuff and general knowledge like that, and like set design, prop design. I want to see the gory behind the scenes stuff, and like being able to see those textures that big was just like, oh, it's just a carnival of sights and sounds for me. I don't know.
VB, didn't you find that funny, or was it Casey Green who found it? That funny little image in Heather and
in her bedroom.
Yeah.
There's this weird fucking guy, this weird demented looking weird face that I didn't know what it was, but I was like, surely this texture came from somewhere. And I posted on Twitter, and Casey Green was like, oh my god, that's from Jan Svankmajer's Punch and Judy puppet show avant-garde film. And I was like, oh my fucking god, it is. Like, I can't believe the random little bits that like the texture artists just grab from places. You know, we've got this guy, we've got Minmo, all sorts of goofy stuff in the textures.
Norman Reedus is hiding in there.
Yes, Norman Reedus is in there. Can you believe it?
A much younger Norman Reedus.
Definitely. We've got the recurring Buttercake.
Oh, right, Buttercake. Yes. Actually, I just saw on Twitter, as I was setting up, somebody just got their vaccine and they are wearing a Minmo t-shirt. So Minmo lives.
Minmo.
Oh, yeah, I got my Minmo. Mm-hmm. It's getting colder. I can wear my Minmo tee.
I've got a Minmo tank top. It's almost Minmo weather.